This is New England Public Radio. A week from today, the Massachusetts ban on non-essential business activity is scheduled to expire. Don't hold your breath. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts, as we do most Mondays. We've got Matt Murphy from the State House News Service on the line. May not have the music. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hey, Governor Charlie Baker says he's letting the trend lines in the coronavirus data determine when much of the state's economy can reopen. But with the current order expiring on May 4th, is Baker giving any indication he's going to lift the shutdown order?
He has not given an indication about what he plans to do with that. I would not be surprised to see some action taken this week, but I think I would be surprised at this point, given what we have heard the governor say, to see him lift that order. I would expect an extension this week. The governor has laid out a pretty clear set of guidelines that he thinks need to be met before he would consider starting to reopen the economy, and he wants to see some significant progress towards getting over this surge and getting on the downward slope of the curve of infections. And my gut is that we have not yet seen the kind of long-term trend in that direction that the governor is looking to see. He also wants to put forward a pretty comprehensive set of criteria that would allow businesses to start to reopen, including the safety precautions they would need to take for both customers and workers. Those have not been published yet either, to give businesses time to adapt and think about how they will open those doors. So I think the big question for me is, how long does this get extended? Is it another month? Does he take it week by week, maybe a couple weeks at a time? I think that's something that we'll see later this week.
There have now been nearly 3,000 deaths from COVID-19 in Massachusetts. 56% were patients at long-term care facilities. Officials last week started releasing some information about which facilities were seeing cases, but the State House of Representatives passed a bill calling for more specific data to be made public. What's the latest there?
Yeah, the timing of this bill was certainly interesting because the House released it at a time when the administration was finally starting to release even more information itself about where these cases were in long-term care facilities, nursing homes, and assisted living centers. But the House bill goes a lot further than the information we're seeing from the administration, which to date, the breakdown of facilities is only done in terms of cases, not necessarily deaths. The state is only releasing aggregate death totals in these long-term care facilities, and they're only releasing ranges of cases in each facility. The House is looking very specifically for information by facility, number of cases, number of deaths, and even more information. So we'll be interesting in watching to see what happens as this bill moves to the Senate this week.
In the run-up to the expected surge, public health officials put together some grim guidance about which patients to prioritize for life-saving equipment if the hospitals were overrun with cases. You covered the state's public health council meeting last week. What are experts saying about that guidance now?
Yeah, the guidance got a lot of pushback, including immediately from people like Joe Kennedy, Rep. Santiago, who is a emergency room doctor at Boston Medical Center, and the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus on Beacon Hill. The decision by this panel of medical experts to prioritize life years saved, that is, favoring giving life-saving equipment to the young and those without underlying health conditions, to prioritize how long these people would live if they were to get over COVID-19, that was seen as disadvantaging a minority and underserved population. So the guidelines were rewritten. They were rewritten to prioritize life expectancy to get over just 5 years if access to a ventilator were to help you survive the coronavirus. But a bit of good news in these presentations that were given to the Public Health Council, these doctors now think that despite the importance of having these on the books should hospitals need them, these guidelines probably won't be necessary. And that's because of the hospital surge planning that's been done, the increased capacity of beds, both ICU and acute care beds that have been added by the state in places like the DCU Center in Worcester, and the fact that the curve perhaps has been flattened slightly so that the hospital system is not currently being overrun by patients. And that, I guess, is a modicum of good news.
Matt Murphy is a reporter with the Statehouse News Service in Boston. Matt, thanks as always.
Thank you.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the Statehouse. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from New England Public Radio at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.